good to see everybody. Pulling in, got here a little later than normal, and the parking lot outside looked full for Wednesday night, so can't hear me yet? Maybe I'm not doing something right here. I'll keep talking. Great. How about that? So, you know, I was actually thinking about this on my drive in, and we'll talk briefly a little bit about it, but the guys in the back, you know, they respond with great swiftness on the screens and with all the mics and stuff. Anybody that's ever been anywhere, it's a tremendous service. Anyway, just reminded me of it. Thanks, guys. All right, so I'm going to do a little public service announcement. Every now and then I do these PSAs based on what's in the bulletin. And I meant to do this last week, but there's one in here that is always interesting to me. It's the Zambia Medical Mission. And so the ladies' Bible class is asking for your help as they collect items to be used by the Zambia Medical Mission team in July. So they're needed, and you can correct me if you don't need this anymore, but baby blankets made from 1 yard of brightly colored cotton fabric and other items for clean delivery kits. So there's a whole listing in the bulletin. But these are neat ways to be able to serve folks that you will never, ever meet. And these types of needs are tremendous. And anybody that's been anywhere outside of the United States, just to see some of the items on this list, Tylenol for adults and children, cough drops, eyeglasses. I mean, this stuff that we take for granted all the time. And so real simple way that, if you're like me and you wore glasses your whole life, you take stuff like that for granted, and you probably have a spare set or two laying around the house, excellent opportunity to serve. Anyways, I just wanted to mention that. That's one of the things that I saw. The other exciting thing that I saw in the church bulletin was a new quarter coming up. So on Wednesday night, this is my last class for this series. And then excited to hear different folks get to speak on Wednesday nights coming up. That being said, there's a whole list of classes for Sunday, and it's been real entertaining and fun for me to see the different teachers that are lined up and the fact that they're continuing to grow in class number. So that's real exciting, and a lot of folks stepping up to teach classes. So exciting things happening around the congregation. I did want to highlight some things that piqued my interest. If I didn't mention something you're involved with, I'm sorry. All right, so tonight is our conclusion class. All right, so this whole time we've been talking about focus. Focus, 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 refocus, focus, 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 refocus, right? Life. What else? Passion, purpose. All those types of things. Distractions, right? Any of that ring a bell? Yes, absolutely. All right, so we've had a lot of discussion there. And one of the things we talked about is there's a lot of stuff that influences us. And there's a lot of stuff that influences the way that we spend our time. And additionally, there are lots of things we communicate with our lives. We should, if we haven't yet, examine our lives to determine what our homes and possessions communicate about us. So if somebody looks at us and they evaluate us and they meet us and they learn all about us, what is our stuff, what is our lifestyle, what do our things communicate about us? Because we discussed at the very, very outset that simple things, just as folks enter your home and the pictures they see and the way your furniture is arranged, all those things communicate different things about us. All right, so this is important, and that concept and that idea is very important for us to understand because that's where it all starts. Everything starts with the individual. There's nothing collectively or anything that I can do to force a person or to coerce a person into action. It's always and always has been up to an individual to make a decided effort, to make a choice, to make a change in their life, to live accordingly to whatever standard they have, right? So even whenever we think about our own lives, there are different standards that we have. There are different things that we choose to do. So this is important to understand that everything about our lives rises and falls, starts and begins with us as individuals. Now, our individual lives can be shaped and molded by life, right? And by circumstances and by people. And we can choose how we react to those things. But again, it all comes back to individual choice. And something that we've always taken pride in the United States is personal freedoms. All right. So what should we be striving for on an individual basis? What should we be striving for on an individual basis? Live for God every day. All right, so on an individual basis, day in, day out, from go to bed, however you want to look at it, on an individual basis, we should be striving for a close relationship with our God. This allows us to unite in a congregation, right? Each individually, if there were no Christians around, it would be kind of hard to meet as a congregation, right? So individually, it takes us serving and striving for God with all that we have, and then we get to unite and meet together as a congregation. And what are some of the reasons that we meet and unite together as a congregation? Why be here tonight? Encouragement, okay? Spur one another on to good works. How many of you have ever seen the concept, the idea of multiplicity, right? Being able to multiply what you can do. How awesome is that? How amazing is that? To see folks trained and equipped and off doing good works can empower us and allow us to do even more than what we could as an individual, right? So we talked briefly about, you know, the collection this past Sunday. That's not one person, right? And throughout the history of this congregation, it hasn't just been one person. All right. So this allows us as individuals to unite collectively as a congregation to encourage one another. What are we doing tonight right now? Studying, teaching one another. All right. To worship together, to unite our resources together, to do good works for God's glory. Why do we do all those things? For God's glory, so that what? Do we want to see God's kingdom increase or decrease? Increase. Right? That's what it's all about, is we have a special message to share with the world around us. And so we want to do things that spur one another on to good works, so that as we do those things, people see the way that we're living and they want to know, what is wrong with you? Why are you different? What's going on in your life that I don't have that makes your life abundantly, clearly, above and all else, different than what we see? So I want to share a story with you about that. Is we have a, how many of you work in an environment with lots of companies? Lots of different companies. So we have, I can't even count how many contractors and different organizations and groups and people that we have on our site at our plant. And it's everybody from folks that clean our restrooms and our kitchen areas. It's folks that clean up out in the plant. It's folks that build things. It's folks that repair motors. It's folks that plan all this stuff. Electricians, carpenters, millwrights, salesmen, marketing, communications. We have all these different groups out there. And through a conversation with somebody, a comment was made, I knew something was different about you. I knew something was different about you. How awesome is that to hear whenever somebody mentions that in a conversation, describing one another or describing an interaction that they've had, that they could tell something was different about that individual. Isn't that awesome? Something was different about you. Something unique stood out to me. And now I thought that's what it was, but now I'm assured that that's what it was. How encouraging is it to find and to meet folks that are Christians? How big is the world? Anybody know? I don't really know what the circumference is. It's big though, isn't it? How many folks approximately, give or take, population-wise, do we have in the United States? 330 million? All right, and we got several billion, several billion in one spot. That's a lot of people. But what happens whenever we start uniting through the bonds of Christ? Anybody ever experienced that? Oh, you're from such and such. I knew so and so. You did? They married my mom and dad. Right? How many times you have different conversations like that? It is amazing the power of Christ to change and shape and unite people. All right. So as we unite together, we should be mindful that there are folks coming and going and folks that we're involved with all the time. New faces, familiar faces. Some faces that used to be familiar, not as familiar, right? All these interactions, all these comings and goings happens right here, even in our congregation. Yes. Absolutely. And does it ever matter where you're from? No. And you never know, you can never predict where you're going to run into folks. And you never know who's watching. It's mind-blowing. All right, so our influence is important. We can encourage one another. Folks that travel out of state, out of city, how many of you travel with your job? Some? I don't really travel with my job. I don't know what it's like to be out in a foreign place, say foreign, out away from the home. But Richard, was that encouraging to have met somebody? Yeah. Powerful, the relationship and the bond that we have in Christ. So as we unite together, we need to be mindful of the people that we come into contact with, whether they are visitors, new members, and old members. Right? We spent a whole session talking about what can happen in a congregation and how folks can get lost and how folks can get excluded and how sometimes we have relationships that we've forged for long periods of time that make it difficult sometimes for us to always involve one another. And there are unique challenges to that. And there are unique challenges to a growing congregation, right? All those things are present. And there will be unique challenges whenever folks decide which pew they're going to sit on at a new building, right? All of those things. So, unique challenges. Doing this, we can look at ways to involve one another. We can give each other opportunities to serve. We can give one another opportunities to belong. We can give one another opportunities to grow closer to God. To regroup, to recharge, a place of refuge, right? This can be a strong place for us to refurbish, to heal, to comfort, to rally, to unite, and to go out and do it all again. And we can have folks that look at us and they talk to us and they find out how we've been doing. Or they say a kind word, and that gives us the strength to go on with the rest of our week, or the strength to go back when class is over to pick up our children and put them to bed at night after a long day, right? All of those things are possible through individual relationships with Christ and then us coming together collectively. How amazing is that? Imagine living in an area, and you being the only person that lives there. Anybody ever see that Tom Hanks movie? He made a friend out of a volleyball or soccer ball. Oh my goodness. Castaway, there we go. How insane did some of that stuff seem? And we watched it, right? We watched a guy do nothing. He was all alone. Wow, can you imagine going through life all alone? All alone. What a terrible thought. And yet, we have folks that are members of the body that feel all alone. And there are times in our lives that no matter how plugged in or how involved we feel or how many things we volunteer for, we'll still feel that way sometimes. Isn't it nice to know that you have people that you can count on, to rely on, to check in on you, to find out how you're doing, to know that you're struggling, to know that, guess what, I'm not the only one. Anybody ever feel like you're fighting something all by yourself? Yeah. Yeah. Anybody ever been sick? Anybody ever have a cold? Anybody have a loved one pass away? Yeah. Those things happen to us. They're difficult, different stages of our lives. How many of you have had new children, right? Transitions, new jobs, right? All these things that take place in our life that can act as distractions and can separate us not only from one another, but can separate us from a great relationship that we can have with our Father. All right. So an additional way that coming together and encouraging one another is super useful is the way that we can shape and mold and influence the communities around us. So one of the things that I found interesting whenever I studied in Oklahoma was that Oklahoma was one of the only states in the United States that had a church in every county, or had a Church of Christ in every county. And I thought, wow, that's pretty neat. That's some influence that different people and different institutions have tried to shape and mold their communities. And it is a whole lot easier whenever we have a group and a collection of Christians that every day, every hour, every ounce of their being is passionately pursuing a close relationship with our God. So those things help us influence the community around us and allow us to influence the community to follow God. Now, how many of us think that it would be great to continue to influence communities around us for God's glory? Yes. Man, how many times do you pray about that? How many times do you think about, oh my goodness, could it get any worse? And then it gets worse. And oh, man, we want to be influencers for good. But unfortunately, we live in a world that hurts, and it's distracting, and it's hard, and it's full of all these things that distract one another and separate us from one another. Distractions are a thing of life. I never understood that growing up. It was all about distractions and how do I deal with it. How many of you in elementary school had to deal with distractions? A little bit? All right. How many of you were the kid in school that your leg never stopped moving while you're sitting at your desk? Anybody like that? It's okay. Yeah, some of us are still that way, and that's all right. You know, how difficult is that to somebody that doesn't need to release the energy that way to be like, what is that noise? What is going on? Can't you sit still? Right? We just finished an activity. Calm down. Distractions. How many of us after school would need to do homework and chose to do other things besides our homework? Right? More fun activities to do than wrestling with a night of homework. Distractions. Shared stories about my distracted driving, right? Sometimes I drift out of my lane looking at stuff. Sometimes folks are distracted texting while driving, right? Or talking while driving. all of these things. Parents, we get distracted while driving. Sit down, calm down, be quiet, quit touching your brother, keep your legs to yourself, keep your hands to yourself. Right? Talk about distracted driving. There's no law against that, is there? Whew. And we didn't even get to anything outside of the family or much beyond an individual. Yet we know and understand that distractions are things that we must master. How do we handle those cuts in our concentration? I'm convinced that we have members here that have tips and tricks to share with us on mastering distractions. Members here that have lived life and are in various stages, young and old, that have got a good system to share with one another. And I believe that we have people that need those tips and tricks. And I'm one of them. Man, how do I balance all of these things? And how do I stay a good husband? And how do I stay a good dad? And how do I be a good Christian? And when I teach and when I work, how do I balance all this stuff? There are people who need those tips and tricks. And guess what? There are actually those people who want and need those tips and tricks. And for those of us that have those tips and tricks, share, 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 share. How many of us wake up every day? Right? How many of us eat breakfast every day? Lunch? Dinner? Now, this is a trick question, kind of like the waking up thing. How many of us get dressed every day? Right? Okay. There's lots of stuff that every single one of us, we do every day, and a person next to us does every single day. Right? How many of us ask folks how to get places? What's the easiest way to get to your house? I went this way and it took 45 minutes. Well, David, if you just take this side street, cut it in 15, and you'll have two less stoplights. Sweet. Boy, that was a helpful tip. That's a great trick. I didn't know. All right, so what's one of the common complaints about trying to find a business in our area? Trees! I couldn't see the sign! Yeah. And so we give tips and tricks on, well, it's not that one, it's the one after the one with all the trees. Or it's the one that, you know, it's in this part of town, and so they killed all the trees, and we're at the one with all the trees. Or, hey, the drought thinned out some of the trees, now you can see the sign. Right? So we share all this information, and we share all these ways that try to help us. Maybe it's with convenience. Maybe it's saving time. Maybe it's being more productive. One of the things I find fascinating is I work for a really, really big company. Lots of folks. And you'd be surprised. We can be working on the same project in a different site and nobody knows. And here we are toiling and we're struggling and we're doing the exact same thing. Man, that irritates me. Man, I think about it. And I come to church, and I worship with all you guys, and I look out, and guess what? I'm doing the exact same thing you're doing. I'm waking up. I'm putting on my clothes. I'm eating breakfast. I'm driving to work. I'm doing whatever it is, and so are you. And yet, for some reason, we don't always share all those tips, tricks, right? That's one of the fascinating things I love about getting to visit with people. That's one of the things that's so awesome about when I look at the list and we got all these different folks teaching classes and their perspective on things and their life experiences, how valuable is all the information that you have lived through to encourage one another and to help and to lift us up and to say, you know what? I messed up so bad with that. And here's a good way to help avoid it. Or here's how I survived. I know you're going through that right now. Or, I didn't realize you were going through that right. It happened to me 10 years ago. It's the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. And I don't ever want to go through it again. And if I can help you with just one small part, that's all. Whew. Don't we have things like that in our life? our life experiences that were just incredibly difficult. And maybe we didn't have anybody there to help us out. We had to figure it out on our own. Somebody follows behind us. We can share that. I believe that we have people who need our tips and tricks. And that as Christians, we need to share those with Christians and non-Christians alike. If our standard is Christ, we should emulate him. And he had all types of tips and tricks that he shared and demonstrated and tried to communicate and recommunicated. So, that being said, some helpful things for me is I try to surround myself with good stuff. That's it. I try to surround myself with good stuff. There are some things that I can't handle and I can't have around me because I'll fall to it every time. So it's something that has to be removed from my life for me to survive the way that I believe I should. So I try to surround myself with good stuff. All right, so that's a very broad and very vague statement. What does it mean? What does it look like? And how can I do it? So what's good stuff to you? There's not anything good out there? What would you consider? What? Oh, all right. All right. So surrounding yourself with good stuff. What's that? All right. Rock on. Thank you. Any others? Good stuff. Christian friends. How can that be helpful? All right, so one of the things that Richard talked about was surrounding yourself with Christian friends, that you can encourage one another, you can teach one another. In some cases, if you need rebuking, maybe you can have that kind of open relationship. What are some other things that we can surround ourselves with good stuff?
Good dog.
All right, now you tricked me last time on writing something silly on the board, but good dogs, help me out. All right. Okay, so some of the good stuff that I was thinking about whenever I was formulating this fantastic question in my mind, right? I thought, man, everybody's going to hammer this home run, touchdown, slam dunk, any other sports illustration you want to make. All right, some good stuff. So earlier I mentioned the guys that help us with our sound, right? How cool is that, that we can go to the back counter back here and write down that we want a CD. How cool is that? How awesome is that? And guess what? You can get some of the audio recordings of the church singing. That's pretty cool. You can even get some other folks that are even more talented singing. That's pretty cool. Right? How many? All right, don't laugh too hard. How many places have you ever been where that's easy to get? I haven't been a whole lot of places where it's that simple. Very simple. And the other thing that I like is, man, I missed that Bible class, or I was in the other Bible class and somebody else was teaching, and I can listen to what they're teaching. I can go online and click on it and listen to it. I love that. I can't tell you how many sermons I've listened to or Bible classes from our own congregation. And I love the fact that we can do that. All right, so some of these things, what would you consider as good? Please turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. We'll find out if you had any doubt, some stuff that's good, right? So this is the one that's the whatever verses. No joke there, just... that's how I always remember it. Finally, brothers, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, whatever's lovely, whatever's admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, that's a pretty good definition of good. Think about such things. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Now we're moving on to verse 9. Whatever you've learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, Put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Man, good stuff. Praiseworthy, excellent. What would you consider as good? Here are some things, different terms. Whatever's noble, whatever's true, whatever's right, pure, lovely, admirable. If it's excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. That's pretty cool. Man. So how much stuff in life falls into those categories? However much we want it to, right? It is whatever we make it. We can have all types of really bad stuff. We can have all types of really good. We can mix it all in. But what we're told is to focus on these things. And why is that so important? To focus on these good things, to focus on the noble things, to focus on the praiseworthy and excellent things. Why is that so important?
To be unstained by the world.
To what's that?
To be unstained by the world.
To be unstained by the world. It's hard out there. It is hard every day. It's hard to be a good parent. It is hard to be a good worker. It's hard to be a good person. It's hard to live up to standards that people have for you. Right? We have all these things that people place on us. And we have standards that we place on ourselves, and we look and we want to be good, decent people. At least that's what I believe. That we go out and we want to be good people. And we want to encourage one another, and we want to stand up for what's right. But sometimes we don't always do that. One of the things that helps me is surrounding myself with good stuff. Surrounding myself with good stuff. So there were some authors that were recommended to me, and I tried to listen to them. And their book talked about stuff that bothered me. Just bothered me. And I couldn't listen to it. I have a long drive. I like listening to stuff that helps me think or helps me relax. And it bothered me. I couldn't listen to it because it bothered me. It talked about stuff that was against what I believe and hold dear. And I would suggest that there are things that bother us. And we may tolerate it. Yes. Climb. Okay. All right, so Richard referenced a book called Climb Happiness Hill that helped you realize or helped encourage the reader that happiness is a choice, and to surround yourself with good things. So what are some examples of these things in our everyday life that are good things? Creation. Okay. How is that a good thing? What is awe-inspiring? What is encouraging when you look at creation? Okay. It can be peaceful. All right, so Jane Ann mentioned looking at creation and the way that creation shows God's magnificence and how sometimes we worry about things that are trivial. Yes.
And we have it on audio recordings, and we have it in our cars, we have it on
Absolutely. So one of the examples of things that we can surround ourselves with is reading or listening or watching Scripture. Man, how much do we take this for granted? I can't imagine what it was like before the printing press. And folks that if they couldn't read, oral stories, sharing, yes. So one of the ways that continues to be encouraged and is being in the Scripture, studying, reading. I mean, we have just one example of reading and it encouraging the next day. I mean, we have that at our fingertips. All right. So the conclusion of our time together, the conclusion of it all, really comes down to, what do we surround ourselves with? Are we surrounding ourselves with things that are good and wholesome, that are praiseworthy, that are excellent, things that are there to encourage us and to help us keep going on? God has done amazing things in our lives, and He's given us abundant resources to be fully secure, to have tremendous opportunities, to be able to have multiple editions of His Word, to have it any way that we want it. And the admonition and the encouragement is that our life is full of distractions, and none of us are immune to it, and we're all on the same team. And if you got something that can help us, if you've got something that can encourage one another, share those tips and tricks. And surround yourself with things that are awesome in God's eyes. And start tuning out all that other stuff that so easily entangles and ensnares us. Sincerely appreciate everybody's comments, your feedback, your presence, and certainly wish you well for the rest of this week.